a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight. We have biblical prophecies going on right now. And Ruskala, you had raised a question. Ruskala is again joining us tonight, and it's always a pleasure to have him on, and he produces the show, so we kind of spend some time together and answer people's questions. You know, things that are on people's minds anyway. And if you do have questions, contact us. But you asked the question about the angels at the River Euphrates. Yep. Oh, probably about a month or so ago. So that's where we're going to start out. We're going to start out right at the River Euphrates. It's actually Revelation chapter 9. We'll pick it up in verse 14. Say to the angel who had the trumpet, and these are trumpets, interesting. It was the sixth angel blew his trumpet, this is 13. And I heard a voice out of the horns of the golden altar that is before God. Say to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, untie the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who are untied, who have been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year to kill a third of the men. Wow. Pretty dire, isn't it? Ruskala, could that happen out of what's going on in Iran right now? What do you think?
I was thinking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's happening in Iran?
Yeah, that has the potential. Oh, okay. You know, we'll go back when the Jesus disciples asked him, you know, what's going to be the signs of your presence, your coming, your return? One of the things that Jesus said was, you're going to hear rumors of wars. You're going to hear, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, is actually how it's worded. But don't, you know, it's not yet. There's more to come. And the world is pretty much in a conflict, but believe it or not, it seems to be a very internal conflict in most cases, and I'll get to that a little bit later. You know, we all have a little internal conflict going on to some degree, but when you take it to a national level and then a world level, the possibilities just go off the charts, and that's what we're kind of looking at here in this situation with Iran. Ruskala, tell me if I'm wrong here. Do you see where this can go completely off the rails?
It's already starting. They don't want to report that there are at least three, maybe four, but I know it's three bases have been pretty much demolished. to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. Tel Aviv, which they had this quote iron dome over the city that was supposed to protect it, the iron dome is failing miserably. Tel Aviv is looking more like Gaza every day.
That's what I heard. I haven't seen any pictures, but I also heard that they're not letting any information or hardly any information get out of Jerusalem. And one of the things that I heard was that Netanyahu's brother was allegedly killed in an airstrike, and Netanyahu may have been severely wounded. So it's like, okay, what are we seeing going on here? Well, we're getting all the propaganda on what the United States is doing to Iran, and how Israel's launched this, and Israel's launched that, and Israel's responsible for taking out this stuff, and they're responsible for taking out that stuff, and all the Houthis are involved now, they're shooting at us. Israel's up in Lebanon taking out Hezbollah, and you're still dealing with Hamas. Boy, oh boy. You've got... yeah, could this possibly come off the rails? And is this the start of that prophecy? There are four angels here tied up at the River Euphrates. Now, in Revelation chapter 16, I believe it's 12, it says that the day is coming that the great River Euphrates will be dried up. Is one of God's bowl of anger is poured into the sixth bowl of anger poured into the Euphrates River, and it dries up. Huh. Making way for the kings of the east, the rising of the sun. Does that mean China? Because China, here's a lot of interesting connections we're gonna make tonight. China has allegedly been taking oil out of Iran at their own personal dock, basically. And that's the one that Trump doesn't want to take out, I believe. It's actually a small island. And the oil from that is pumped through there is never recorded. And where did Iran get all these drones and all this missile technology and this huge battery of armament? And where did they get the money to turn around and enrich uranium to build those processors? And where did they get the uranium to begin with? Can you say uranium? Oh, hello, Hillary. Think about that. Where did the uranium come from that they're enriching? Was it 2012, 13? It was in the second term, I believe, of Obama, where Hillary put together a deal that sold a whole bunch of U.S. uranium to a Russian oligarch or company. And it was Uranium One. Go look it up. Find out the details. Why would she do that? She was in the State Department. Was this a great deal? Well, you make this donation to the Clinton Foundation, and we're going to turn around and make sure we do business with you, too. And how much of what do you want? How many billions of dollars did Obama send over? Is that how they paid for the Uranium One? You got to start asking questions, right?
1.7 billion.
Yeah. This is literally the powder keg, because what's interesting is that you have Hezbollah and the Houthis and Hamas, which are basically being funded and subsidiaries of Iran, There's other groups throughout Africa as well, and they're in South America. Hello, Sharia law. Let's propagate it across the whole planet. Keep that in mind. But you've got terror going out, and it's all to create conflict, right? So when you look at the connections between Iran and, wait a minute, what did we have before that? Oh, Venezuela, that's right. Venezuela. Were the Chinese and Russians involved in Venezuela? Yeah, you bet your booty they were. What was shipped into Venezuela? I bet you Maduro's singing like you know, songbird here. Tweeting like a canary. Probably one of the canaries that Trump ate that belonged to the Pope. Love that picture. Trump next to the Pope. But who's controlling the situation? How? What's behind all of this? Guess what? It takes us right back to the synagogue of Satan. Remember we were talking about the fact last week that Iran is a theocracy with their own brand of let's cause Armageddon and it'll bring back their version of Christ. And you've got the Christian Zionists that are in America that are basically invented or have come to power, let's put it that way, by the teachings of the Freemasons and Albert Pike, who was clearly a Satanist. Who controlled Albert Pike? Well, as we learned last week, and the show never posted on YouTube. You have to go over to Rumble at the Trim Radio to get last week's show. Maybe YouTube didn't like it. Whatever. But who controlled Albert Pike and the Freemasons? Right back to the synagogue of Satan. It was obviously the Zionist cabal, which leads us to the learned protocols, where they came out and said, no, this is what we're planning on doing, just so you know. It's all linked to the same families, which bring us back to the Rothschilds, to control more money than any other not illegal family. How's that? Or one part of the aristocracy. They're the illegitimate branch of the aristocracy, wherever they may be. Truly illegitimate. But it's the same money controllers all coming out of the city of London. And when we look into the situation as it's really happening, you have to go back to the city of London, because that's where the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax against Trump started. Well, that's where they got the Steele dossier from, which was a hoax. Interesting how all this starts to connect, isn't it? Riscala, your thoughts? Is this like almost too mind-boggling?
I think that I don't think we're dealing with the same Trump. I really don't. I mean, I'll be going over that Saturday night. I have video clips of Trump saying, actually kind of complaining in a way, ranting about the neocons and how they're going to take your kids and send them to war, and their kids, you know, don't go, and I'm not going to start any wars. I want to be the president of peace, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm looking at what's going on. I really don't think they were expecting the response that they got from Iran. I really don't think they're expecting that.
It doesn't matter what the response is, the objective remains the same. And you're right. Let's just cover this because, you know, we're still early in the show. We've got time. What I have noticed over the years is that there's at least three Donald Trumps. Okay. And I don't want to necessarily make this about Donald Trump, but Joe Biden never landed in the White House. He was dead before that, in the fashion of John McCain.
Yep.
Oh, well, you know, I've seen, and Maggie and I have both talked about this many times, about, McCain's got a boot. That's interesting. Hillary's got a boot now. Oh, there's Biden with the boot. Isn't that interesting? Why did Biden have a boot on?
McCain couldn't figure out which leg to keep the boot on.
Yeah, people were making fun of it. It's the boot of the month club. But also, we saw ankle bracelets on, what were obviously ankle bracelets, on Helen DeGeneres when she was doing a podcast, and she sat a certain way, you know, from her home because of COVID, and she there was an ankle bracelet on her. You could see it. Her she had long slacks, and it was a very soft material, and you could see the ankle bracelet sticking up out of the through that material. Just like Big Mike stuck through in the dress, you know? Hello, Michelle, who? Whatever. It's all gotten very weird, and yet we're being told something. We're being shown this. We're being shown, it's like, don't look over here. You know, don't ask why Hillary's got a boot, and don't ask why we got some kind of, what, six different Bidens in the 4 years, maybe more? And I noticed that during the first Biden-Trump debate. I was like, that's not the real Joe Biden. I'm like, who the heck is this? And he had black eyes. It was an actor. How many times has Trump turned around and said, what is it? Central Casting. Oh, Central Casting. Oh, Central Casting. How does he know all these people from Central Casting? Is he part of Central Casting? Central Casting is when you're making a movie, if you need a bunch of extras, you go to Central Casting. They don't even have to have all they have to do is be a face. They don't even have to have a part in the movie.
They are the Walmart of actors.
Come on, I've seen better actors than Walmart. we've seen this. We've seen this. But now, which Trump is it? And who's doing the informational that we're being shown that's crafted for the nightly news? And so who's the producer? And so you see Trump off the wall one day, and he's cool, calm, and collected the next day, and one day, you know, it's like, wait a minute, who's producing this? Because that's really what this has become, because the real action is behind the scene. You see, what we don't see, what's going on in Iran, is the connection between the Crown Corporation and, Iran was the financial piggy bank for England for over 100 years. And how that happened, now keep in mind, the Balfour Declaration happened in 2017. In 1917. In 1918, there was an Englishman. His name slips me right now, but he was actually doing, I believe, he was a geologist, and he was looking for oil, and he struck oil in Iran, and so he cut a sweetheart deal with the Shah of Iran. This is going back over 100 years ago. He cuts a sweetheart deal where, basically, the lion's share of the oil that comes out of the ground is England's, and that's where we get BP oil from. British Petroleum started in Iran. Think about that. And so who do you think has been in charge of Iran? Would that take us back to the Rothschild families again, the banksters of London? Oh my goodness! They get the French Rothschilds to provide the original Ayatollah Khomeini. Meanwhile, it doesn't make any difference who's in which Shah it is. But once they got tied, once the Shah of Iran that most of us know and remember, once he became useless, they brought in the cleric. And they still control the piggy bank. So look at what's going on there. They've been using Iran as a piggy bank to bring covert money into the system and carry on revolution outside of Iran. Proxy wars. Iran became a proxy state of the city of London and the bankster cabal. How is that possible? Okay, well, let's go to China. China is their financial system is controlled. The CCP is controlled by the city of London. Their financial system is controlled by the Jesuits, according to Karen Yudis, God rest her soul. But so it's the West, the Western banking system and the financial system that's controlling China. One controls CCP, the other one controls the government. It's carried out by the same people, those from the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying. They will be brought before us to do obeisance at our feet, says God, because he will show them how much he loves us. Interesting. You know, May 17th, Trump's rededicating the United States to God, back to God. He's invoking the Creator, whether he's going through Jesus or whether they're going to spin the doctrine that Jesus is God. Not quite the same. If you see me, you see the Father. Yeah. But the Father is indestructible. You died. You gave your life for us. Interesting. I think I just shot down that belief system. You can't kill God, but they killed Jesus.
I'm just wondering which God.
Well, you see, that's a good question. Which God? What intent is their God to invoke the God of what? Well, we're pretty sure that it wouldn't be satanic. It wouldn't be Satan, because that's, you know, we're fighting the synagogue of Satan here.
You want a bet?
Yeah, I'll make a bet, and I'll back it up. I'll back it up with God's word. Revelation, interestingly enough, as I like to refer to it as QQ, Revelation 17:17. I'll back it up. So how much Peter, do you want to bet here? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Take a look at this. Look at your screen. What do you see?
Oh yeah. Oh, don't worry about that. Those are just symbols. They're symbols of the satanic system of evil.
But they allegedly represent the Republic Party, the Republican Party.
How many rhinos are there? How far is Trump going to take this? Because it's interesting. So if he's saving it.
But you can see that their symbolism
is satanic.
Right. on the red and blue elephant, the stars are, quote, tilted. They're not tilted. Those are the stars of Baphomet. Baphomet is
absolutely
is a satanic deity.
Yes, it is.
So it doesn't, you know, they talk about Democrats and Republicans, you know, baloney. They're both right wing, left wing, they're both wings of the same flipping bird. I'm so upset with what's going on. I just
okay. Do you know what the difference is between the right wing and the left wing?
None.
No. There's a difference. There's a minor difference. Count the primary feathers in the wing. Count the feathers in the wing. Oh, you know, the ones that actually stand out. You'll find one side is 32 degrees. The other side is 33. Wow. Two different versions of Masons.
Yeah.
And where does that lead us back to? The Masons are the foot soldiers of the cabal. Of the synagogue of Satan, according to scripture, and according to the to what they've actually written, what they have documented in their learned protocol, which is actually has its roots in ancient Babylon. So now that's what you're showing, but what's the ultimate, if we have the eighth king coming to power here in Revelation chapter 17, we've covered this in previous episodes, but if we have the eighth king coming to power and that eighth king is being represented by Donald Trump, and the original one, he's still, if you see Melania, that's most likely the Donald. He's 6'3". You see a shorter Trump, it ain't the real Trump. But if Trump is the figurehead of this movement on the earth, then that's what it is. And Trump has said after his assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, he said he was saved by the hand of God. And then after that, he said, I'm here on a mission from God. Okay, which God? Well, according to Revelation 17:17, it would be Yahuwah or Jehovah. Revelation 17:17 says, for God put it into their hearts to carry out his thought, even to carry out their one thought by giving their kingdom to the wild beast until the words of God will have been accomplished. For God put it into their hearts to carry out his thought. Huh? And what was going to be accomplished? Babylon the Great, the representation of all religion today, that's basically where religion starts, except for the Abrahamic religions. But, you know, that's anything you wanted to believe, that's where your original child sacrificing was coming out of, the Baal worship.
Peter, just before all of this happened in Iran, they made a effigy, I think is what it's called, of Baal, a statue of Baal, and burned it.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, symbolic of burning down their system.
I think that was representing us.
Would represent the Baal worshippers.
I think they want they feel that it's representing. You know, they refer to us now as the Epstein gang or the Epstein gang or the Epstein group or something. They don't even refer to us as the United States anymore. It's the Epstein group, I think, is how they refer to us now.
Well, I'll tell you how far that's. There's a lot of power in them words, but here's the thing. Epstein was an agent. Everything that we're hearing about the children, that was the byproduct. That was the tool that was used in order to gain control over these people of different countries, different regimes, to get capital, to get money to flow in a certain direction, to give power to the cartels that were doing nothing but shipping drugs out of South America, poisoning other countries. And a lot of that was being run right out of Iran. You have Ukraine. I can speak from personal experience and having been there. People are really some of the nicest people, party-hardy people, because they know they're going to get their asses kicked. It's happened generation after generation. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we may die. That's their outlook for the future. That's a sad future. Whoa. But when you know the active force that's controlling this, and what's behind this is actually being carried out by an interdimensional army of the Almighty. And a third of the men that will be killed, we'll talk about those in a minute. I don't know why they don't kill them all, but a significant portion. The synagogue of Satan is not totally destroyed yet. They have to do obeisance before us first. Essentially, honor us. Beg for their lives, symbolically speaking. Let's see what happens as the future goes on. Is this a time when we have peace and security? We have to see how it plays out. But one of the things, once you have knowledge on how it plays out, it's like, oh, come on, get this movie over with already. Let's get to the good part, you know? We're seeing ultimately the takedown of the banksters of the city of London. This is less of a fight, it's overthrowing probably the most hard sect of a religion ever to come about with Sharia law. Kill the infidels. Wow. Isn't that a religion of peace? That boggles my mind. But on the other side, it's basically a 21st century crusade to a certain extent. So you have the American crusaders who want to bring on their version of Armageddon to bring back their Messiah. Alrighty then, turn them loose. Let's see who wins. When you know how it ends, it becomes more entertaining. But it's also troublesome because we have to live through this, the situation as it's going on. Sorry, I've never seen gas prices jump up as quickly as they have. Not even back in the 1972 gas embargo. Back then, they actually did wind up doubling for a while, but I think that took them up to,
that was a nightmare.
About 70, 75 to 80 cents a gallon. It had been about 40 cents a gallon before that. So it cost you twice as much.
And I was fortunate. I was in the service during the majority of that. So we had gas stations on base. We didn't suffer like the civilians suffered. It was It was horrible. I would drive by and there would be lines. Some people were reporting up to an hour wait, and then it got so bad that they rationed the gas. You could only get 5 gallons of gas.
Fortunately, I was in an area at the time where they either had gas and they didn't, but you could only get gas on, and if your license plate ended in an odd number, you could only get gas on an odd number during the week. So if your license plate ended in a 7 and today is the 8th, you ain't getting gas. But you know, I lived in a very rural area at that time. They had 2 or 3 gas stations between one end of town and the other. So between the three of them, one of them was out a lot. One of them was out sometimes, and it seems like the third one always kind of had gas. So, but hey, we may see, you know, Trump saying we're going to open up the spigots. Okay, that would be important because you have a couple of things going on at the same time. Yeah, gas prices are up. Why did Trump take off the sanctions on Russia? So now that they can put their ghost fleet to work and start selling their oil, they're going to wind up giving China an infusion. Well, that's okay, because China's having an internal situation that's going, there's a power struggle going on in China right now, and it's very hard to put your finger on, but evidently the families that control the power, the dynasties, I guess there's 12 families that control 6 major parts of China, and that there's pissed off people, and so China's having kind of an internal coup. We'll have to see how that works out. But China is in an energy crunch itself. And the idea is not to hurt the people, but to bring down the cabal, to bring down those from the synagogue of Satan. If we go back to Revelation chapter 9, it talks about a huge army, myriads of this army go out to kill a third of the men. But they go out with authority. They have authority in what they're doing. Whose authority do they have? Obviously God's authority. It said, Revelation chapter 9, verse 20, but the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of their works, the works of their hands, so that they should not worship demons and the idols of gold and silver and copper and stone and wood, which could neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their spiritistic practices, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. They do not stop, and they do not repent. Interesting. Because when we go to Revelation chapter 16, verse 10, and this is God's bowl of anger, gets poured upon the throne of the wild beast, and it goes on to say, and its kingdom became darkened, and they began to gnaw their tongues for their pain. But they blasphemed the God of heaven for their pains and for their ulcers, and they did not repent of their works. We dealing with the same people here? Hello, Epstein Files. Are we dealing with the same people? There's a certain group that's... Yeah. From their spiritistic practices, their worshiping of demonic forces. This is beyond a physical kinetic battle. We're in a battle for the cosmos. This isn't just planet Earth. This is our future, way beyond planet Earth. It's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out as they take down the cabal, as they take down the city of London. They basically have to bankrupt them. And where they find atrocities, that money can be seized. Think about that. All of the money that is in different accounts that might be connected with the Epstein files. And if they committed certain crimes that have been put into place, they can have all of their assets seized. Hello, Trump's tariffs. We got to get the money from somewhere. Seize our assets. You know, it's not going to go into the general accounting system. You can be sure of that. It's not going to go into the Federal Reserve. Same people, okay, we're taking all this money back that you issued, and we're going to give it right back to you? What, are you crazy? No, that's not how it works. That's why the gold seizure is so important in this. It's supposed to be, what is it, $18 billion worth of gold that Iran stole? Or that is being kept in Iran secret that doesn't belong to them. Where did that come from? City of London? Payment for whatever? And so all of these enterprises that the City of London has been in, or actually it's the Crown Corporation, has been involved in, are all the legal operations used to control most of them. I can't say all of them, but a large majority of them are illegal operations, which they use to control the politics of this planet. Not just politics here in the United States, but politics of the planet. Think about that. According to what's being said, it's alleged that the Smartmatic machine or the 2020 election was hijacked or controlled by the machines that were all linked to where? Venezuela. Hello, Maduro is singing like a songbird, right? They're getting all the evidence. When the general public finds out about this, whoa. And what an interesting time, being at a war with Iran, and then you're going to expose this information to the general public as well. And that leaves China on your doorstep, which is interesting, because who invented communism? Let's see, the words of Meyer, Amschel Rothschild, or Amschel Meyer, one's the father, with the other one's the son. I think it was actually Amschel Meyer, told the Tsar of Europe, Tsar Alexander, in 1816, that my descendants will see your descendants wiped off the face of the earth. 100 years later, you had the Bolshevik Revolution, which was funded in part by the Rothschild family, which overthrew the Tsar of Russia, and he and his family were exterminated, and Russia came under communistic rule. Same people, same families, same dynasties who control governments. The same people who are considered to be the synagogue of Satan. That's what we're fighting. That's the war that's being fought. And so to take down the physical organization is eventually going to lead us straight up to the Vatican. All roads lead to Rome. Right? So be prepared. It's not all doom and gloom. Not yet, anyway. But it is biblical prophecy. And we see something going on in the Middle East that could come right off the rails because it's the perfect storm. China, the number one agent in the stealing of the 2020 election. Number one. So we've been at war with China for the past 6 years now. And they have their agents, which have infiltrated the United States, who are getting payoffs, like, the traitor Joe Biden that never made it to office. His actors made it to office. And so that brings us back to who's controlling the movie cameras. Who's controlling the information flow? What do we really know? What we learn, what's being let the information that's being let loose or escapes. Or we've got friends that have family that boots on the ground, unfortunately, they're in a bad situation. A lot of craziness going on, Riscala.
Insanity.
Yeah, I guess insanity is a better word for it, because insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking you're going to have a different result. And that's what we've seen, the same thing over and over and over again. One war after another war after another war after another war. And it's always involving the same people, the same forces behind it, and in places where they've roped other people into it. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I had an issue with the first time that he bombed Iran, that Trump bombed Iran. All the intel that he got, well, from what I understand and what I've read, the intel that he got came from Israel. Israel said, oh, Iran's building a nuke. They're only, they're just weeks away from a nuke, blah, blah. You know, I started to think about it. So I went back. I got back. I quit at 20. So it's been at least 20 years that we've been told Iran is working on a nuclear bomb. At least 20. How many wars have we gotten into over a lie? Just a blatant lie. They get people all riled up. Then they go to war, and then we find out later on it wasn't what they told us at all. It wasn't anything like that.
Well, let me ask a question. A significant number of nuclear devices went missing when Russia fell. Is it possible that any of those devices made their way into Iran?
Very possible.
Yeah.
And we were. I don't remember what year that was. It was before COVID. We were, there were two or three nuclear warheads missing. They were being shipped from someplace, from I can't remember, from an army base, I think it was, out west or something, and the trailer shows up and there's nothing in the back of the trailer. Just like just now, they're reporting, this happened several months back now, that four drones have been stolen from Army base. I can't think of the Army base. St. Patrick, I think it is. Anyway, four drones stolen, and we're being told, I don't know from how many different sources, that we're on high alert because we fear that there are sleeper cells here and they're going to use drones in order to make an attack. So What if they use these drones to make an attack? They would probably even go through the trouble of putting some kind of an identifier on the drone that would make it look like it's an Iranian drone, and then do their damage, and then save, make sure they save that one part so they can put it on the news. Look, it's Iran, we've got to go put boots on the ground now.
Well, I'll tell you what, there may already be quite a few Club K munitions in this country. I'm sure that the surveillance planes that they got running all the time are just constantly looking for shipping containers. Just a Club K, you know, your normal 40-foot shipping container? Well, it looks identical to that. Identical. You can't tell the difference from the outside. However, once they're activated, they can hold up to 4 missiles. They can be activated remotely by satellite. That's the scary part.
And who knows how many of them they
have. You look at a place. Yeah, go look at any port. Look at a place like Port Elizabeth, New Jersey, or go to the ports on the West Coast. Look how many containers are piled up at these ports. And then go look at, I like to pick on New Jersey because of Port Elizabeth, you have all these trucking companies that are all around there, and there's all sorts of containers all over the place down there. There's probably 10,000 containers, if not 100,000. And so how do you identify which ones, which shell has the peanut under it? And that's what it comes down to. I laugh, but it's a scary situation. But the flip side is, you know, they sneak a whole container full of drones in. Oh, gee, whoever thought of that? How'd you get it through customs? Biden. What? Said, let's go, Brandon. Let's go back to the $1.8 billion that Obama sent over to Iran. Make us a bunch of drones so we can get them into this country now. I don't know. The possibilities seem endless with these evil people. They're endless. So that's kind of what, you know, it's not doom and gloom. It's where we are. We can take heart by knowing what is written within the scriptures and how to deal with these times in which we live. Hey, when you know the outcome, it's like, come on, let's get to the end of this movie. When you have to live through it, be prepared. Be prepared. Now's the time when you really don't want to go around large crowds. Because, Riscola, you're right, there's sleeper cells here in the United States. And not just from Iran. You have sleeper cells here from several different countries. Go ahead, I know you want to say something.
Mossad.
Make war by deception. That is the motto of Mossad, make war by deception. And you know, it's interesting, you mentioned earlier that Israel is starting to look like Gaza, an extension of Gaza. You mean Israel, the house that Rothschild built, which has probably close to 400 nuclear missiles that it's sitting on. And they use them.
We don't know. Here's the thing. We don't know how many they have, and they've been under scrutiny for decades to have to be audited, but they won't allow an audit. Now, Iran, on the other hand, when the demand was made of Iran to see what they were doing, they said, sure, come on in. But Israel, no, can't, and nobody wants to pressure them, you know, so who knows what they got?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mossad is the information gathering system for the Rothschild family.
The scary part about all this, Peter, is that they are of the mindset, if they're backed into a corner and they feel it's the end for them, they will literally destroy everything. They will not.
Alleged.
Go ahead.
Yep. The Samson, it's the Samson protocol. Have you heard of it?
Who knows? I've heard of it. Who knows what, I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it. But who knows what, you know, if they're backed into a corner. I said earlier, this war is not going, I don't believe, I may be wrong, but I don't think it's going the way that they expected it to go. Israel is suffering tremendous damage. The United States is suffering tremendous damage. Trump has issued a statement saying he wants something surrender. Can't think of the word.
Unconditional surrender.
Yeah. Iran has returned with the middle finger and said, we've destroyed your bases. You're not going to be able to build any more bases here. We're done with you coming in and creating chaos in the entire region. The United States position is, we attacked Iran because we were told that Israel was going to attack Iran because Israel told us that Iran was getting ready to attack Israel. Well, if all of that was true, how many years has Iran been where they're at? How long have they had the ability to do what they're doing now? They've literally demolished parts of, I'm telling you, it looks just as almost the same as Gaza. It's like karma hit that area. So they've been able to do that for a long time. The only reason they did it now, I believe, again, I may be wrong, it's just my opinion, but the only reason they did it now is because they were attacked.
Okay. Let's take a look at what's going on here for a minute. Okay. Israel, since its inception, was always talked about as the house that Rothschild built. Go read some of the street names in Tel Aviv. Very telling. You look at what's gone on with the ayatollahs or the theocracy, the Sharia law in Iran. Here again, Rothschild influence, primarily out of the Crown Corporation, but also out of France, also controlled by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds control the Bank of England, the Bank of France, the Bank of Germany, and the Bank of Italy. And most likely one of the Swiss banks. Most likely. The family controlled, whenever it was to Earth, the family was controlling $500 trillion. Think about that. $500 trillion.
So I did a quick search while you were talking. About names of streets in Tel Aviv. Main street is Rothschild's Boulevard.
Yeah, you'll see. Let's see what is. That's the other banking family, Oppenheimer. There's a street named after them. It's been a while since I went through the streets there, but yeah, they're all interesting names. Yeah, the house. So you've got the same family basically set up governments, which they've been able to use as proxies to suck the earth dry or to carry out their wars. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. No, it's anti-Rothschild. Let's get it right. It's anti-banker cabal. It's anti-satanic.
It's anti-Zion. Zion, whatever they call them. Zionist. Anti-Zionist.
Yeah. Yep. That exposing this 17 years ago now got me in a lot of trouble because I exposed the protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. I exposed what their game plan was. Yeah, now people are catching on. They're starting to learn. If you read the book 17 years ago, then you would have known. Yeah, it's coming now. Am I happy to see that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about reparations? Yeah. Absolutely. I've got skin in this game. And I'd love nothing more to see these people be brought to their knees. All the pain and misery that they've created for their satanic god. But anyway, hey, we're just about out of time here. And I want to leave on a much more positive note. We do have a fantastic future, but the planet's going to go into a battle. But it's not the final battle. There's going to be a lot of things that we see happen that are going to shock everybody. Don't let it shock you. Keep positive. Let your spiritual awareness grow and let your spiritual connection back to our Creator take hold. There's a power there that you have to experience to comprehend. And anybody who says, well, I've been touched, how has it affected your life? Well, yeah, you've been touched. You've been touched. We all kind of have to have that come to Jesus moment. And it's not a religious moment. It's a spiritual moment. And it's just becoming part of a kingdom, not any part of a religion. Religion's the problem on this planet. Hello, Sharia law. How many communities across the United States practice Sharia law? How many communities across England practice Sharia law? You know, sorry, but we're not objects or belongings. This cannot be allowed to prosper. This has to be brought to an end. And it will be. And there's nothing that you personally have to do to get involved other than being aware, helping educate others, and take care of your own family. Do your best to take care of your own family. A lot of people are going to need a lot of hand-holding through this. So, you know, stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Next week, we may have a very special guest and kind of a change of pace a little bit. But it's very possible that we may have a voice that I have not heard on the airwaves for over a year. So there's just a little taste, and anybody who's been listening to any of the previous shows that I've done over the years, you'll know who I'm talking about. But anyway, with that, I want to say thank you, Riscala, for producing and joining me tonight. And thank you most of all of you folks who tune in and listen. There's a lot of information to digest, but once we comprehend it, it's not as bad to navigate. You know, if you know where the rocks are, you're okay. Be prepared. Hey, support the network. Share this with your friends. Let other people listen to it. Give us a thumbs up. Join the network if you haven't already, and listen to some of the other shows on the network, which is a great lineup that we have. Riscala, you'll be doing your show Saturday night. Be getting into this from a different view a little bit more, because, hey, we need to know. So with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Have a fantastic week. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, same place, right here on the Trim Radio Network. Good night, everybody.